Many years ago, when we lived near Church Stretton, I'd been invited on a ministry trip to Holland. Now, at our railway station, we don't have a ticket office, and so you get on board and buy your ticket from the ticket man. He didn't turn up. And when I got to crew, I dashed into the office and tried to buy myself a ticket from Church Stretton to Liverpool Airport. But as I put my hand into my pocket, I realised with a sinking feeling that my wallet wasn't there. It was the wrong pair of trousers. I muttered an explanation, and the man in the queue next door to me overheard me and said, "No problem. You can use my credit card and go anywhere you like with it." Wow, that was so timely. I don't think he was an angel because he had an address that I was able to send the money to later, but it certainly was a divine appointment. Something rather similar happened a couple of years later when I was going to Finland. My train had been delayed, and when I got to Heathrow Airport, the airport had been badly battered by storms and there was a huge backlog of passengers. There were so many people milling around that it was quite clear they were never going to get through in anything like the time that I had available to catch the flight. But suddenly the presence of the Lord came very close and he said to me, "I want you to go to Finland." Moments later, a woman in British Airways uniform headed towards the huge throng of people, singled me out and led me to a separate ticket post which she opened for me. And the moment she'd checked my documents, she closed it again. And I really do wonder if that one wasn't an angel in disguise. From simple episodes like these, we can derive great encouragement. When God has a purpose in mind, he's prepared to go to enormous lengths to bring it about. And even though John's stay on the bleak and bare island of Patmos may have looked very lacking in either purpose or fruit initially, in God's sight it was golden. And as the Lord instructed the Laodicean church, "Buy gold from me, refined in the fire." These trials, Peter reminds us, have come so that your faith, which is of greater worth than gold, may be proved genuine, and may result in praise and glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. These Patmos times are not so far removed from what's often known as the dark night of the soul, when the ability to sense the Lord's presence sharply decreases, and with it, opportunities for outward service. If the Lord doesn't immediately open up some new sphere of service, it may be because he's changing the season that we're in, or he's wanting to draw our attention to something completely different. Sooner or later, the Lord will find ways to show us these things faster than we can get our warp shields up to dodge them.